Sunday morning, two cranes lowered a huge stainless steel sculpture to the street in front of the Anchorage Museum. Like the museum, the sculpture is made of rectangles. But British sculptor Anthony Gromley's 37,000-pound sculpture depicts the form of a squatting man.
I think of it this way. The mind inhabits the body. The body inhabits clothes and then rooms, and rooms are part of houses, and houses are part of cities, and cities inhabit a land.
Already, nicknames like Lego Man and less tasteful names than Squatting Man are circulating. And Gromley says that's just fine. The sculpture now becomes a living part of the local culture.
I think it would be very sad if everybody went po-faced and sort of glumly said, "Oh yes, very very nice piece of work." I mean, if people don't have a bit of a laugh about it, that'd be a sad business.
The piece was fabricated at an Anchorage metal shop, according to Gromley's specifications. He calls Anchorage a very pragmatic city.